The new consciousness. You have brought forth a new consciousness. It is a consciousness which truly has been in process for some time, both for you individually and for the collective. You have been, again, the one who has been on the cutting edge, on the crest of the wave. The master that you have come one more time to participate in an evolutionary step in the realization of oneness. We have spoken in previous times of how this reality is based upon an experiment, if you will, of star seeds, each and every one of you having come from different star constellations and having been the descendants of ones from other star constellations, bringing with you remembrance of life and culture in other places and other realities. The evolution that you have agreed that you will take part in is being watched by many of the brothers and sisters who are not incarnate in human form. They may be incarnate in other forms or not incarnate at all. In this experiment, you agreed that you would see if it could be and how it could be achieved to bring ones to a place of understanding the divinity of each point of light and to come to a place of respect to truly treasure the diversity of the cultures which have come from the various star constellations. It has been very much an evolutionary process, and you are now at a most wonderful place. You have been waking up in this lifetime from a deep slumber. You agreed, as the masters which you are, that you would take upon yourself the raiment of the human embodiment, and you would take upon yourself the role of forgetting. Now you are seeing the achievement of what has been in the process for a long time, where many of the brothers and sisters have awakened to their power, not worldly power, truly, although they may understand it as worldly power, but the power of themselves and what they believe in. Those who have had power in the past and have used it in their own arena have done what they needed to do to bring you to a certain point in this process. So I say unto you to honor the ones who have gone before, because they have brought the collective consciousness to a place of clarity and choosing. The ones who came before had a role to play and played it well. I have spoken to you over the years how everything serves the atonement, and there were times when you did not believe me. You said, "Yes, but look what is happening all around me. This cannot be serving the atonement, the holy atonement. Look how ones are treating others. How can this serve the atonement?" Well, it has brought you and the collective consciousness to a most wonderful place where brothers and sisters have felt themselves to be without power, to be powerless, have found that they have had a voice, and that they could envision a better way to live with their neighbors. The belief in a reality built upon separation is now being re-examined and looked at differently, for it has been thought for many eons of time that the powerful ones would collect unto themselves their supporters, and they would be the only powerful ones. As you have watched much of the division which has happened, you have doubted, and you have cried unto me and to my mother Mary, and you have said, "Please release me from this world. I don't want to be in this kind of reality." Now you have seen that the reality itself can be changed, that you do not have to be taken out of it, for truly, you have agreed that you will be in it in order to make the changes. The new consciousness is here. Now the new consciousness is a bit like the newborn. It is going to need some nurturing. It is going to need some support. It is going to need voices that say, "Look what happens when we believe that there can be change. Look what happens when we exercise hope and have a new vision." There are going to be ones who are going to doubt that this new energy can last, so you are going to treat this new consciousness with some nurturing by visioning, truly knowing deep within yourself that you can bring forth change, that you do manifest your reality moment by moment by that which you believe to be possible. Envision, know, trust, and speak. It is a great time to be incarnate. Many of you have wondered about that. I think each and every one of you in your quiet times has said to me, "Why am I here? Why did I choose this lifetime? Why?" It is because of now. It is because of the new consciousness that you have been preparing for yourself and for the collective. A process which began a long, long time ago when you reached the level of the greatest density and asked from your soul, "Does it have to be so dark, so dense?" With that moment of inspiration, of connecting with the original spirit, you began the process of remembering at-one-ment. It has taken you lifetimes, many generations lived in different cultures, to come to this now point of seeing some light. Keep the vision. Speak. Trust. Trust that always, when you come from the place of the heart, that which you speak will be in love. It will not always be received in love immediately, but you will be allowing love to be in that space. Speak what you know. This lifetime you can and you will, because you have seen through the cracks in the wall. You have seen what beckons unto you. You have seen, you and the brothers and sisters, each one as a seemingly singular drop of water in the vast ocean coming together as the ocean. And you know the power of the ocean as it rolls under the sand on the beach. You know the power of the ocean when it is one. Not just thinking itself to be separate, just a drop of water in the ocean, but one. Now there is power even as you see yourself to be a singular drop of water. Because if a singular drop of water keeps dripping on the same stone over and over and over, it makes an indentation. It makes a mark. You, even in times when you think yourself to be a lone voice, make a mark on the collective consciousness. There is now a new consciousness, a new belief in what the divine self can manifest. It will be a process, but a very important evolution has occurred. Envision. Hope. Trust. Speak. Remember how it feels to be truly alive, knowing that you have the divine power.